Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
But without further ado, the people need to know just how embarrassing.
Speaking of kudos, did we order those last night too?
Just
did we eat them?
How disgusting the display we put on at Yardbird was yesterday as a show. So here are the particulars. Four of us went out to eat. Four of us. Myself, Danny Ruye, producers Darius Dameron and Ryan Clary. We sat at a four-top. We didn't take up any extra space. Routinely, there were so many plates on the table that we were the people using the table next to us to set plates down. Or the waitress would send people over to say, hey, we need to make some room for you guys. Normally, when four people sit at a table, it works because there's a plate per person. We ordered so many things, there was never enough room on the table. The waitress at one point said to us, are you guys sure? I asked her after our appetizer order. She said, oh, you guys are going to be too full for entrees. That was cute, wasn't it? Wasn't that adorable when she said that? I thought that was fun. I figured I could just read everything that we ordered yesterday. I've got the receipt in front of me here.
So what we figured is we would do kind of a dramatic reading of that, almost in the style, if I can say this, of Stone Cold Steve Austin explaining to the audience that he was going to drink beer, except for beer, it's food items
right
at Yardbird.
So here was our order. I'll start with our beverages. Now I want everyone to know there was no alcohol consumed.
None.
Four grown adult males sitting and eating as much as their bodies would let them eat, to the point where we were all helping each other get to the car like we just lost a fight at different points, helping each other across the street. No one drank alcohol. Here's what the meal consisted of. A bottle of Coke.
What?
What?
Two bottles of Diet Coke.
What?
An unsweet tea.
What?
Fried green tomatoes.
What?
An order of four classic buttermilk biscuits.
What?
A second order of four classic buttermilk biscuits.
What?
An entire skillet of cornbread with butter on top.
What?
An order of deviled eggs.
What?
A second order of deviled eggs.
What?
A Llewellyn's Fine fried chicken entree, which we had brought during the appetizer so that we could sauce some chicken off of the fried chicken to use with our biscuits for biscuit sandwiches.
What?
Now we'll get to the entrees. St. Louis-style pork ribs.
What?
Mashed potatoes.
What?
Sweet tea braised short ribs.
What?
Chicken and waffles.
What?
An order of mac and cheese.
What?
An entree of lobster mac and cheese.
What?
That was with a full lobster, by the way.
It was, but just a quick clarification, the entire lobster.
An order of grits.
What?
Now we'll get to the desserts. A banana pudding cheesecake.
What?
Deep fried Oreos.
What?
Ice cream.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, the meal for four people.
God, there it is.
Tim has tears coming from his eyes. I'm telling you, I said this to Tim earlier today. I didn't give him the specifics. If you had a party at your house.
Yeah.
And you thought you were going to have about 12 to 15 people, and you just had all the food that we ordered kind of spread out on a table as your spread, I legitimately believe everyone maybe doesn't feel full, but is satiated and comfortable with what they got to eat.
I think it would be one of those things where, the two wives who, planned the party together, would go, did we get too much? Do you think we got too much? I guess someone could take it home, right? Someone will take it home. Someone will take something home. Four people. Because you hear those items. You're like, oh, chicken and waffles. Okay. That is not a portion for a human being.
That's a good point.
That's a portion for a bear.
The waffles, and I'll post all the pictures of everything at Grant H. Paulson on Instagram. Danny was very upset I was taking pictures of everything before we got to eat it. But my wife had wanted to see it.
No, I understand. Yeah, yeah.
I told my wife a couple days beforehand because I'd forgotten to let her know. I said, hey, by the way, show ratings dinner. We're going to Yardbird. We're going to do it at 4:45 when the Nats are playing because we're off early. And she said, oh, this is how you're letting me know I'm not invited.
That's right.
And I said, well, it's not really like that. So she, her only request at that point was, I want a picture of everything that you guys eat. And I said, that's the least I can do. So I sent her a picture of everything. I still have those photos. I will post them on Instagram at Grant H. Paulson. But you're right. The amount of food you get. Like, so when I just say mac and cheese, you're just thinking of a little bit of mac and cheese.
Right. Oh, a side of mac
and
cheese.
This is a huge skillet of mac and cheese.
Meant for four people.
Here's what I'm going to tell you about Danny in this meal. You remember the TV show Man vs. Food?
Of course I do. Adam Richmond.
Danny has never lost to food at a meal that I was at until May 31st, 2023. He lost last night. I don't know if it's because you've been getting healthier, you've been eating a little bit less, but Danny, at the beginning of the meal, he's moving and shaking. He's shucking. He's jiving. He is having a good time. He's out with the guys. When you're at a party and you're drinking with your buddy, there's like a moment where you realize, you're like, oh, no, he is gone.
Where you basically, right? you've got the room established. You know who's where and who's doing what.
Right.
You look away. You do something else. The next time you look back, like, oh, my God, he's hammered.
Right, exactly.
That's what happened.
That happened. I looked across the table, and I just started giggling because Danny had by the way, when we left, you couldn't button your jacket.
That's right.
But Danny was leaned back, and he looked like he was about to fall asleep. And Ryan asked him a question, and he didn't care enough to answer it. Like, he had just gotten to the point where
I muttered something. I was like, my nose was stuffed up for some reason. Like, every orifice was full.
I was like,
does that make sense?
I was like, Danny's drunk. You are
on food.
You haven't had any alcohol.
Yeah.
But you're done. You are cooked.
I was pouring sweat, and the food was full all the way up to, like, the back of my tongue. Does it make any sense? Like, there was no other place things could go. As I said, my nose was stuffed up. I couldn't hear. I can't remember being that full.
It was gross what happened yesterday. But, I mean, in the best way possible. Like, the best food, so amazing. Everything was wonderful and delicious. You guys chose Yardbird. We've always done steakhouses, but we really mixed it up with one of our favorite D.C. establishments. I think it was a good choice by everyone. But the problem was we got ourselves into this mode where we talk such a big game. Everyone was like, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. And then we sit down.
We got it.
And everyone just backs up what they've been talking about.
Yeah.
And then we just keep eating it. The only thing that I would say maybe, I think two things ended up getting boxed up. A little bit of your grits.
Uh-huh.
Because, in fairness, your grits was the size of this infield. And
for folks that know grits, these are outstanding grits, by the way. Cheesy grits, very flavorful.
And no one else at the table touched them.
No one else ate any. It was me. I thought I was getting them for the people. To share, pre-share. It was a pre-share.
Well, you also said, does anyone want grits? We all said no. And you ordered them.
But Ryan said yes, and I thought you kind of gave me like a semi-thumbs up, like you were sort of into it.
I think you got three no's and you just pushed
it. And
I did
it anyway. Yeah, entirely possible.
You're like, I just want to taste them, so, let's get a bucket of them.
But it's like eating a baseball that's also like a kettlebell. Like, it's the heaviest food on the planet. That's what put me over the top. The lobster mac and cheese.
Is that why you died yesterday?
Yes. The eating half those grits, and I think the other thing was I had to eat half the jalapeno cornbread.
That's true.
Yeah, because, like, you know, you had your portion. Ryan declared 50% of the way through our appies, and he's like, you know what? Not a cornbread guy. We're like, what?
What
the hell is going on?
We found out two things about him. What was the other thing he said he didn't like that was stunning to everybody?
It wasn't the Debbie's.
Ryan, do you remember what it was?
No, I love the deviled eggs.
No, but there were two things at the table that you said.
Cornbread,
you ribs.
And ribs.
He's
ribs.
Out on ribs.
He doesn't do ribs.
Not a ribs guy. And that is kind of stunning considering that I do like barbecue, but I don't like ribs.
Unbelievable.
Like ribs.
The ribs were great, by the way.
Ribs.
Check out my Instagram story. I did post that already because they bring it out. They smoke. They put the ribs in this glass case, basically, that is smoked. And then they do this big unveil. So I wanted to make it at the table like the kickoff at a college game where it's like,
Eagle. Now, I will tell you this. To give an idea how full I was fascinated by the smoke. I've always have been.
Yes.
One of the managers.
Oh, this was great.
So the manager, like, you're like, question for you. How do you get the smoke inside the thing? Right? And he's like, we got a smoke on. You want to see it? And three
he's
guys
like,
are like,
he's
yes.
Like, anyone who spends $600 gets to go back and
you want to take a look?
Look at where the smoke is.
And I muttered, I'm good, I think. I don't even know what I said.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. Like, you guys got up and walked over.
Right. This is a great point I forgot about. Me, Darius, and Ryan, like, school field trip, we're all like, let's take a lap. Let's go. So we hop back. We go back. We don't go into the kitchen. That would probably have violated some kind of code.
Their rules, yeah.
But they have a kitchen, like, window kind of thing. So right in front of us, the guy brings it out and shows us how they put the smoke gun. In this, like, glass case of ribs. Danny goes, I'm just going to stay here. And he just stays at the table.
And I just leaned back and sweated until you guys got back. I wanted to ask, like, what was it? Can you describe it to me? Did you see anything? But I couldn't. I couldn't talk.
You ate an incredible amount. I was very proud. But I have never seen you lose in this man versus food challenge.
Yep.
And you want to blame the grits. I'll say that the mac and cheese is so dense.
Yes.
And the thickness of your – it's a skillet, I would say. It's like a black kind of dish skillet.
Mm-hmm.
But it was probably 2 inches tall and the size almost of like half of a normal plate, full of thick, cheesy, heavy mac and cheese with a full lobster
That's
on.
That's right.
And you ate all of that after the cornbread, before the grits.
That was no problem. And I'm not trying to be a tough guy. I'm telling you, it was the grits, man. Though dense. Like, imagine right now, like one of the weirdest scenarios, hypothetically, we're at Bowie Bay Sox Stadium. A man comes over with one of those, like, drills that they do on construction sites, and he chisels out a brick from that wall right there. The
so
stone.
A normal-sized cinder block.
Yeah, it's the same feeling in your stomach, those grits. Those things were the heaviest. They were delicious. It's probably all buttermilk and lard.
Well, I was proud of you because initially, when we started talking about desserts, you were out. And then eventually, you and Ryan decided that you would go in and share part of a dessert.
His special
now, Darius and I did a very good move, I thought. For entrees, Darius and I, married couple that we are, decided.
Tim, this was unbelievable.
We're going to order two entrees that we both like. We're going to split them in half and both sample. Danny had a problem with it. I tried to get Ryan in, three-team trade style. I wanted to Rizzo him and get myself Trey Turner back.
And Grant's like, we'll just keep passing every 2 minutes.
I wanted Trey Turner and Joe Ross back for Steven Souza. He wasn't interested. Didn't want to be the Rays in that three-team deal. But you and I did the ribs and the short ribs.
We did.
By God.
It was such a power move. Such a power move.
We took a little heat for it.
A little heat. You know, it's fine. The table wasn't happy about our situation.
So much
sharing. It didn't matter. Our stomachs were happy.
Did you guys feed each other? Use each other's forks?
Actually, yeah. We did a thing where we, like, the arms crossed. At one point, like, Danny tapped the glass and we had to kiss. It was wonderful. It was, the whole night was.
Honeymooning
you
in
were
Valley.
The perfect date, sweetie.
Very romantic experience.
Well, the thing, there's so many things that drive me crazy about that. No one should ever do what you guys did, by the way. Just as a quick side.
I wanted all four of us to get in,
well,
and Danny just shot it down like it was a bird in a video game.
From the same person that's like, you can't put cereal back in the box. You're just eating off each other's plates.
No, that's
forks
that's
are touching stuff.
No, I am not.
The fork touched this. The fingers touched that. Here's lick my finger, buddy. That's rip sauce on it.
I'm a little
sweet tea.
Stop.
It's
you're grossing
me out. By far worse.
I grossed you out? I'm a germaphobe.
And you're swapping spit with Darius.
No chance. I cut, as soon as it showed up, I took a knife, I cut each meal in half. We plated them. There was no touching of anything. There was never any sharing of anything. I will say, when we got our dessert, because we did the same thing for dessert, we got on the same page.
Yep.
We wanted fried Oreos and vanilla ice cream. Could have come with cookies and cream. We audibled correctly to vanilla ice cream, by the way. When that came out, I said, Darius, there's three Oreos here. How many do you want? He said one. He ended up going one and a half. I cut that in half. I said, tell me how much ice cream. A little more than that. So before anyone ate anything, we divvied everything up. That's the right way to do this.
With what?
Ryan were the ones that were gross and were just taking your forks into your cheesecake one after each other.
What silverware
did you use? Boy, girl, every other. That was disgusting.
What silverware did you use to cut it up?
Knife.
Yours. You get a brand new knife every time you touch something?
I never put my knife in my mouth. It wasn't like I was licking
your
the knife.
Your knife touches this, it touches your food.
We got a brand new silverware.
It was a butter knife, bro.
Yeah.
Not every time. After Appy's.
But I never touched, like, the knife only touched food. It wasn't like a fork that's going in my mouth.
You stab with the fork like you stab everything. Anything that comes near you, you stab it down like you're trying to give it an EpiPen in the heart. All right?
Irrelevant. Thrown out of court.
What does that
have to do with anything?
The fork touches your mouth. The fork touches the food. Again, my point is, this really isn't about that. I don't care about that. My point is, you called me. What did you call me? Disgusting. You called me
disgusting,
all sorts of names.
Strong. But I said that's gross, I think.
Putting my son's cereal back in the box.
Tim, the guy's son eats cereal. Whatever
dry.
He doesn't eat He pours the cereal back in the box for the future.
He eats it dry.
Just sits in the pantry.
If he used milk, of course I wouldn't do that because it's sullied and ruined. This is dry cereal that he's the only one that eats. I put it right back in that box. Right back in there.
What a meal.
Anyway.
What a great time. But again, just a absolute clinic or disgusting, whichever you prefer.
Little of both. I have a surprise how much weight did Danny gain. We'll be doing for the double play today.
Really?
Yes. Ooh. The way I figured out to do it the best was I weighed myself after breakfast yesterday morning. Okay? I had a breakfast yesterday morning, so I weighed myself after
that. At home.
At home.
I think all of us successfully skipped lunch.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I ate
a couple tiny snacks.
I had a snack at, like, noon,
mm-hmm.
but just wanted to expand the stomach a little bit.
Right. So I had breakfast. So then I weighed myself after breakfast this morning. One number is bigger than the other, I'll tell you that.
Were you heavier before the meal?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.